Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Avimar Avimarasi Sheyichyu. The Rambam in the fourth parakel of Hilchos Bikurin Halacha Gimel writes, Hager Mevi V'Korei Shenemar LaAvram Av Hamon Goyim Nisaticha. So a ger can bring Bikurim and also read the parasha because he is considered the son of Avram Avinu, because Avram Avinu is Av Hamon Goyim. So he can even talk about his avos when he reads the parsha. The din of the ger linyan mikah bikurim we see in the Mishnah and Bikurim Perek Aleph Mishnah Dalet emu elu mevin velo korin hager mevi ve'eno kore. According to the Mishnah, the ger doesn't read because he can't say asher nishba Hashem labuseinu lasei slanu v'imhaisi imam yisrael. But if his mother was Jewish, maybe v'kore, he brings the bikurim and he also reads the parsha. He can't say labuseinu. And the Yerushalmi there in Alecha Dalet with the name Rabbi Yehuda, ger atzmo mevi v'kore, the ger can read the parsha. As the Rambam writes, Rambam Paskins, my time kiyav among goyim nisaticha, because I gave you your a father of many nations. Rabbi Shimon Levi Amar Halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda that a goy is maybe v'kore. And so Paskin the Rambam, like we said, la halacha, but it's shver. What do we need this reason that he can't say lavoseinu? Why does the Mishnah say that the reason a ger doesn't read is because he can't say lavoseinu? I have a better reason. He didn't take a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. Somebody who didn't take a chelik in Eretz Yisrael can read, like it says in Mishnah. Hey, habet shabbos v'ashliach v'ed v'isha v'tum v'adrugenus mevim v'lo korin she'im chol nomer shenasat eli Hashem, because these people don't have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. Maybe they can't do the Kriya, and so paskin the Rambam there in Alecha Beis. So Mamela ger doesn't have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael shouldn't be able to read out that. So why did the Mishnah have to say because he can't say Labuseinu? Just say Pashut because he doesn't have a chilek in Eretz Yisrael. It's also Shver, the din in the Mishnah, that's Mavur B'Seifa, V'Maisimu Yisrael, Mevi V'Kore, that if his mother is Jewish, he can bring the Bikurim and also read the Parsha. Why do we have to say that? Why does the Mishnah say that? Linyan chilek netilas chilek ba'aretz, it doesn't help that his mother is Yisrael. What does it help that his mother's Mi'Yisrael? If his mother's Mi'Yisrael, it says that he can read. Doesn't help. He doesn't have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. You need Mishpachas Av. It says in the Pasuk, L'shmos Matos Avosam Yinchalu. Who inherits? From the father, not from the mother. So what does it help? Is he still doesn't have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. So how does having a mother who has a chelik in Eretz Yisrael help him? How does he have a mother who is Jewish help him if he doesn't have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael? And the Yerushalmi already asked this, and look in the Rash, in the Mishnah, and in the Tosis in Bava Basra. Pei Aleph, Dibramas, Bava Basra, Daf Pei Aleph, Dibramas, Lilam Ute, Machokas Rabbeinu Tam in the Ri. Also, it's Shver, what the Ri said, that a ger is maybe Vakore, because he can say, Lav Hosein, Rabbi Yehuda said, as we saw, that a ger can bring the Bikurim and read, because he can say our forefathers, because Zava Mongim Nisaticha, Zeres HaKosuv. But he didn't read. He didn't take a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. So how does he read? A woman can say Lav Oseinu, but she can't do the Kriya because she doesn't have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. So why is a ger better than a woman? It's just like we asked, according to the opinion that holds that a ger can't read because he can't say Lav Oseinu. We asked, why you have to come on that can't say Lav Oseinu, just say that he doesn't have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. We also have a kasha and the Psak of the Rambam, based on Rabbi Yehuda in the Gemara, that he can read because it's because Avram is Avamon Goyim Nesaticha, so he can't say Lavoseinu. Beseder, we can say Lavoseinu, but he doesn't have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. It says in the Mishnah, if you don't have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, you can't do the Kriya. So in the Rash, he brings the Tosefta that explains the Mishnah that's sung by B'nai Keni, that they took a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore they have no ikuv of Netilas Chelik. This Tosefta is brought in the Tosin Bava Basra, also in the Yerushalmi. So therefore the only discussion is saying Laboseinu, and that's the Machlokas to Rehud and the Rabbanan. But as far as having a chelek, the B'nai Keni have a chelek, so that's what it's talking about. The only problem is that the Rambam doesn't say this. The Rambam is so same. Halacha b'nogei l'ger. He says that a ger can read. Why? He doesn't have a chelek in Eretz Yisrael. He It's not mechalik between Shar Geirim and Bnei Keni. Parakei Mishnei Adal and Meseches Maaser Sheni. It's Mevor Lehejim, Mikan Amru, Yisrael Mamzerim, Misvadim, Valo Geirim, Valo Avodim, Mishuchwarim, Sheinam Chelek Baaretz. So, when we talk about Vidui Maaseris, so a Yisrael and a Mamzer can do Vidui Maaseris, but not Geirim and not Avodim, Mishuchwarim, because they don't have a Chelek in Eretz Yisrael. So, Lechora, Vidui Maaseris is the same as Mikra Bikurim, and Ogea the Eko from Tehillas Chelek Baaretz. Somebody who says Vidui Maaseris can read the parasha of Mikra Bikurim, and somebody who doesn't do Vidui Maaseris can't read the parasha of Mikra Bikurim. So why then is there a difference that Vidui Maaseris Ger is not Misvadeh because he didn't take a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, but by Bikurim you see that he can do the Kriya? Which one is it? I mean, the Vidui Maaseris and Bikurim are basically the same. It's talking about bringing from the crop of the land that you were given. So if that's what it's talking about, then it should be uniform. It should be the same for Vidui Maaseris and for Mikra Bikurim. But it's not, because when it comes to Mikra Bikurim, a ger can read, as Rabbi Yehuda says in the Rambam Paskins. And when it comes to Vidui Maaseris, he can't do Vidui Maaseris. What's the difference? So Hanicha to the Leperish Harash, based on the Tosefta and the Yerushalmi, that the Mishnah Bikurim is talking about Bnei Keni. So it's to say that only Bnei Keni are doing the reading, but Sha'ar Geirim don't read, because they didn't take a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. So that's the same as Vidui Maaseris. They can't say Vidui Vidui Maaseris. But how's the Rambam going to deal with this? The Rambam Paskins, on one hand, the Geirim do read, on the other hand, he Paskins, they don't do Vidui Maaseris. We have the Mishnah that says they don't do Vidui Maaseris, and the Rambam Paskins is Mishnah Halacha, Perakit Aleph, Mechos Maaser Sheni, Halacha Yud Zayin. Okay, and we also have to understand, why did the Mishnah on Maaser Sheni not say that women can't do Vidui Maaseris like Mikra Bikurim, that they can't do the Kriya, because they didn't take a chelik in Eretz Yisrael? Where are women listed here? Kanireh, that women do the Vidui. We don't say any tan anywhere that says that women are pturis mi Vidui. Sechein Mashim, Lashon Aramam, Besof Perk, Besof Hilchas Maaser Sheni. We have to understand why they didn't take a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. Hakolponim, we have a new halacha from Shitas HaRamam that a ger is koire aval enoi misvade, that a ger can read but he cannot do vidui, whereas an isha is misvade, she can do vidui maaseris but she can't do mikra bikurim, but neither of them have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. So what's going on here with Shitas HaRamam, that a ger koire veino misvade and a woman is misvade veino koire veino kora or koreis? Neither of them took a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, so why do we have this chiluk? V'advarim tzrichem biur rav. So in the Kovetz HaPardes, the famous rabbinic journal that unfortunately no longer comes out, but it did for many, many decades. So Hagon Rav Moshe Soloveitchik has an article in the 17th year in the third Choveret, where he presents these kashes, and which was written up by his son, Rav Yoshe Ber, Zichrono Livracha. And hopefully in the next shiur we will see the Mahalach to explain these difficulties. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.